Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Part 7, In the Footsteps of Zheng He. Hajj trips have long been seen as a prominent feature of the rise of Islamic civilization since Muslims from all over the world began to travel to Mecca for Hajj. Among the main Hajj routes in the history of Islam are those of the Asian Hajj routes. These routes link the East and Southeast Asia with the Arabian Peninsula. Indeed, the Chinese ethnic Muslims began to go on Hajj a long, long time ago, with the earliest Hajj visited recorded in the historical literature. That being in the middle of the Ming Dynasty, when the famous Chinese navigator Zheng He, a Muslim, led his fleet to Mecca to perform Hajj during one of his 7 marine adventures. The Chinese Muslims used to follow 2 routes to Mecca, one by sea and the other by land. A group of Qabr inscriptions from the 12th century reveals the significance of the Hajj for Chinese Muslims. These inscriptions, with the title Hajji or Hajja for the deceased, adorned Muslim Qabr sites along some of China's coastal provinces. In the 7th century, Muslim merchants operated in Chinese harbors and along the land routes in Central Asia. The land route ran along the Hexi corridor in Gansu and passed Central Asia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Palestine, and Egypt before crossing the Red Sea and reaching the Jeddah port. For those Hajjaj who chose the marine port, the marine route started from Hong Kong and passed Myanmar and India until arriving at Jeddah port. In the 14th and 15th century, when Muslims, Chinese Muslims, intended to leave for Hajj, they had to begin the journey prior to Hajj time by at least 6 months. They would pass through the Kunlun Mountains amidst China and India. After crossing the mountains, pilgrims would reach Kashmir. They continued their journey until Sindh, where they had the option to sell their horses and some of their goods, then leave to Karachi or Mumbai towards Jeddah. The whole journey would take them 6 months, sometimes a year. Many of these pilgrims would reach Mecca late and, on arrival, discover that they had missed out on the Hajj for which they had travelled months for. In that case, they would patiently settle down in Mecca and wait for the next season of Hajj the following year. Each year, remarkable and verified accounts emerge of solo Chinese pilgrims who continue to hitchhike across countries, rivers and mountains for months on end to reach Arabia for the Hajj. In the last 30 years, China's Hajj has grown from 1,000 pilgrims in 1992 to 15,000 in 2015. Today, China's National Museum of Ethnology houses replicas of the Ihram which pilgrims wore in the 19th and 20th century. Here is the story of Xi'an, home to about 60,000 ethnic Chinese Muslims and having 1,300 years of Muslim history. 46-year-old Ma Yi Ping tells us, "I was born into a devout Muslim family and I'm the only child. I started studying Quran since I was young. I was told that I should devote myself to Islam as well as to the Muslim people and contribute to the peace of our society, to our country." He continues, "When I was a kid, my father sent me to an imam's place to learn the Quran. At that time, it was forbidden for children to study in the masjid because of the political pressure brought by the so-called Gang of Four. All religions were affected badly." China's Communist Party closed all of the country's masajid in 1959, and during the 1966 Cultural Revolution, more than 29,000 masajid were destroyed. Ma Yiping was 16 years old when the masajid reopened and he became an imam. As an imam, it's my lifetime responsibility to promote Islam, he says. Ma Yiping first went on Hajj in 1994 and alhamdulillah has been several times since. Muslims in the People's Republic of China currently number approximately 20 million. Subhanallah. Join us in the next installment, part 8, as we discover the early Malayan Hajj experience.
Hajj 1436. And now, Radio Islam International's Hajj Portal, taking you there.